All right, knock it off. At ease here on the dock. Good morning, men. I, Sergeant Sidewinder, welcome you to your friendly port of embarkation and to the USNS General Patchbottom, your home for the next 10, 12, 15, 18, who knows how many days. Now, if you got any problem during this period at sea, some guy swiped your deck chair, or the swimming pool is too warm, or somebody misspelled your name on the invitation to the captain's ball, don't come crying to me. I'm taking the plane. And now, I need 2 volunteers. You, with that seagull squatting on your head. And you, leaning over the rail with that duffel bag green complexion. I want you. What's your name, Private?
Private Culpepper, sir. Billy...
Egghead. Get that egg off your head!
Private Duffy Murphy reporting, sir. Rifle number 628297. Shoe size 13, hat size 5.5. My first general order...
Knock off the speeches! Now, Privates Culpepper and Murphy have volunteered to demonstrate the proper method of boarding a troop ship. Now, when I call their names, they will sound off, right shoulder their duffel bags, and double time up the gangway to the main deck. You geniuses got that? Pepper and Murphy, move out!
Yo!
You forgot your duffel bags!
Yo!
Men's overboard, Sergeant!
Get the gaff, Corporal. Privates Culpepper and Murphy, are you sure you ain't on the wrong ship? You're sure you ain't supposed to be on another ship being deported somewheres? Or on a one-way ferry to Devil's Island? Well then, quit jumping ship! You try that in the middle of the Atlantic, you discover we ain't got a gaff with a half-mile handle. Out there, we use a harpoon. Yeah. Think of being free sergeant to demi. All right. The rest of you men saw how Privates Culpepper and Murphy done it. You do it the other way. Move them out.
Bunks, Billy. Cozy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's real snug. Say, old buddy, would you mind getting out of your bunk for a minute? I want to get my transistor radio out of my pocket, but I can't squiggle it out with you hanging over me that way.
Oh, sure. Just a sec. Oops. fella, you up there in number 3 bunk, I got a small problem. You see, my friend on the bottom can't get his radio out of his pocket unless I get up. And I can't get up unless you get up. Oh, I see. You can't get up unless the guy above you moves up, huh? Oh, would you mind asking him? My friend's hand is getting a little numb. He says he doesn't want to get up right now, not feeling too well. We haven't even pulled away from the dock yet. Would you mind telling him... Oh, forget it. Billy, you still there? About that radio, can you wait a bit? It may take a while. They stacked the deck against us.
Never mind. I got it.
Attention in the troop area.
Now that we are at sea and in accordance with Navy Directive 2837456, titled Saving Your Water, the enlisted men's head will be open on a scheduled basis. Today's hours are 0200 to 0215. That is all.
That is all? Duff, I got a strong feeling we ought to find that head.
Oh, me too. Come on, I'll help you find it. Here's a door. It says engine room. Maybe it's in here.
Row! Row! Row!
I'd sure hate to pull that detail. Maybe it's this door.
"15 bunks on an EM's chest, yo-ho, ho-ho, and a bottle of gin. Now's the time to close the latrine, yo-ho, ho-ho, who's that? What are you two doing in the cap? Speak up, how'd you like to buy some candy bars, Special first day out price today, only $2 each, with almonds. Plain ones, 5 cents less."
No, thank you, Captain, sir. We're just looking
popcorn?
For...
popcorn? Peanuts? Cigarettes?
No, thank you, sir.
Not hungry, huh? Well, maybe some advanced souvenirs. Be the first in your compartment to own a cuckoo clock. European toilet paper, French postcards, 400-day clock, lederhosen.
Phew.
Here's the deck. Let's just stand here by the rail and watch for fish. Hey, Billy, I said watch them, not feed them.
I've been to this rail so often, the fish know me by my first name, rank, and serial number.
Attention in the troop area, attention in the troop area. We are now approaching Bremerhaven, your port of debarkation. However, before we land, will the men who borrowed the ship's flag during the big Bury the Cook at Sea uprising last month please return it to the mast, as we cannot dock without proper identification. There will be no hard feelings. In fact, the captain himself has offered 3 chocolate bars with almonds for the flag's safe return.
Look, Billy, out across the water is Germany. Just full of friendly people dying to meet us. And only 20 years ago, they were shooting at us with bombs and torpedoes and submarines.
Speaking of submarines, ain't that one surfacing over yonder?
You better believe it, G.I.
Look, they're manning their battle stations.
Look at the barnacles on that rusty hull.
I bet that sub hasn't surfaced since World War II.
Achtung! Achtung! Americanischer Schiff! Feuer euch! Feuer Zeit!
Attention in the troop area! Attention in the troop area! Prepare to debark and welcome to Germany. Men failing to turn in life jackets will be required to fill out statements of charges. That is all.
Guten Morgen, survivors.
Morning, sir!
On behalf of... Wait a minute. What are you two in the back doing with your life jackets still on? This caserne ain't gonna sink. What's your name, soldiers? Don't answer that. I recognize your faces from my nightmares of the past 2 weeks. Privates Culpepper and Murphy, America's gift to Sergeant Sidewinder. Get them jackets off! Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. On behalf of Colonel Blivett, the commanding officer of Stalag Kaserne, welcome to your new garrison in the heart of Germany. Now, when you're more familiar with the post, you'll find that this isn't exactly the heart of Germany. Unless you wears your heart a little low. Colonel Blivett would be here to welcome you personally. But he won't be with us today due to a small medical matter that needed immediate attention. Something about his shots being overdue.
Or did he say shotsy?
However, the colonel has gone to the trouble of putting his remarks on tape. For the benefit of certain members of the audience, I will occasionally stop the tape to clear up points which may be too, intellectual. Corporal Schickelgruber, would you please start the tape?
Blast it, Ingrid Rude. Why don't you go police yourself up or something? I gotta help out that stupid sergeant by taping an orientation for him. Hello, men of the Boondock Battalion. This is Colonel Blivett speaking with a few words about your assignment on this foreign soil. First, you should know that though you are far from home, you will have many contacts with Americans and countless opportunities to utilize the frontier spirit, noble customs, and proud traditions you as an American fighting man embody.
May I interrupt here? In other words, gentlemen, we leave for field training at Grafenwehr immediately after this lecture. We'll be out there, you'll be out there about 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, who knows how long.
You'll also find some Germans here in Germany. Now, these people have some peculiarities about them. For one thing, they speak German. Despite our years of alliance with these people, we can't seem to stamp out the German language, or German dialect, as I prefer to call it.
Now, some German terms are even misleading. For instance, I understand some of you are still looking for an enlisted men's latrine. Say you was out on the German economy and you see a sign that says, Damen. Save your 10 pfennigs. You go to the one that says, Herren. Don't ask me why, it just causes less commotion. In some ways, it's a backwards country.
On those rare, frustrating occasions when you cannot dine in your own mess hall, you may be forced to eat in a German restaurant. German sanitation standards are not the same high quality as those maintained by your army cooks. Do not eat fresh vegetables, meat, dairy products, fruit, bakery goods, or water in these places.
No comment. Except, don't eat any brown lettuce.
Keep in mind, always, that you are our finest troops, selected as ambassadors because you represent the highest ideals of your country, your families, your army.
That brings up the subject of the UCMJ. You may think that you are far from the restraining influences of your mother or your basic training face sergeant, but over here you got a new face sergeant and a new mother. Old Ishmutter, that's me. And if you wrinkle the schnitzel, I'll have you down in the steel chalet playing first string on the rock hockey team.
In conclusion, let me remind you of your duty to continually rekindle the fires of friendship lit by generations of American troops before you. Remember in your relations with the Germans that love is the answer.
Now, some of you guys don't get no further than the Bahnhof beer joints in this love campaign the colonel is talking about. Therefore, Boondock's battalion has inaugurated a specific program to better German-American relations. It's called Help Out the Kraut. If you see a kindly old German lady crossing the Strasse or crossing the men's room, help out the crowd. You see a dachshund dog? Smile at him and pat him on the head. He bites you, say, donkey-haired dog, and hope your last tetanus shot strikes him dead. Help out the crowd. Under this program, we have specific projects, like the invite a schnitzel eater home to your mess hall for chipped beef on toast project,
also known as the SOS Project. That stands for Shotzi Overcooked the Schnitzel.
You'll probably come up with some projects of your own in the next few months.
This is Colonel Blivett wishing you good luck and auf Wiedersehen. Ingrid Rudolph, Schatz, would you get up and unplug the tape recorder? There ought to be enough there to hold that moron, Sergeant.
Turn it off, Corporal Schickelgruber.
Now, plug in this present I bought for you. It's called an electric razor.
Off! 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 All right, men, that concludes the colonel's talk. I presume from the overpowering clarity of my remarks that there will be no questions.
Sergeant?
There is a question.
Private Culpepper speaking, Sergeant. Could you direct me to the enlisted man's latrine?
Culpepper, you waited this long. You can wait 6 hours longer. Then I'll let you dig your own latrine at Graffenwehr. Move them out! Hot two! Hot two! Hot two! Hot two! Hot two!
I can't believe it, Duff. After 6 months of running the ridges at Graffenwehr, Sergeant Sidewinder finally gave us our first pass to the big city.
Yeah, but it took us 4 hours on the Zug to get here. And it'll take us 4 hours to get back to Boondock's battalion. That leaves us 30 minutes to buy those souvenirs and see the sights.
Man, we got no time to lose. Let's get off on this Strassenbaum.
Not off that side!
Your eyes, Duff. I'm all right. None of them even come close, except that old comrade with a horse pulling that old tin boiler. He would have missed, too. Except when he got close, my eyes started burning something fierce. And while I was snorting around trying to regain my senses, he runned over my foot.
Come on, Billy. Can you hop over to this first store?
Hey, wait a minute. That sign says Schick und Schmidt Outfits. I already learned all about those kind of outfits from Sergeant Sidewinder.
Okay, this way. Hey, let go my arm, comrade.
Guten Tag, gentlemen, and welcome to Comrade Karl's Cool Clock Kamera und Kuckuckeller.
Yeah, you got my cotton-picking arm now, too, comrade.
Ach so, you is Americanischers. My sympathies, I thought you was German. I have never met Americans before. You never, I fight on the Russian front.
Say, you don't happen to have any souvenirs from that war?
Only one. A family heirloom that I have never considered selling. A Nazi battle flag. The only one to survive Stalingrad.
Hey, I'd sure like to have something like that.
Tell you what I'm going to do. For you only, 99 marks, 98 pfennigs.
How can we tell if this is the real thing, comrade?
By the battle scars, the shrapnel holes, the Russian saber slashes, the powder burns.
Sold. Sold. I'll take it.
Hey, Herman, von Adolf Special scrambled.
Von Adolf Special coming up.
Thanks, Herman. Now go back and blaze up the brass. Vorsicht! It's still smoldering there in that one corner. That was no Cold War in them days.
Oh, boy!
And your friend, what can I do for you?
I thought maybe a clock.
Yeah. Maybe you had in mind a cuckoo clock? Perhaps you like this one. Or this one? Or this one? Or this one? No? Well, here's my cheapest clock. The cuckoo has laryngitis.
Laryngitis?
Yeah. He forgot to close the clock door last night, and the drafts took away his voice. Only temporary. Here, I wrap it up for you. A couple of weeks, and you'll find out what a real cuckoo is.
Just a moment, comrade. You're talking as if these cuckoo birds were real.
Jawohl, that's right.
Well, then, don't they mess up the inside of the clock?
That's why they call him cuckoo. You gotta be to live in that mess. You think that bird is telling the time? 9:99. He's coming up for air every hour. Some of the little clocks open every 15 minutes. Have to, you know. I had one cuckoo, very rich. Had a pet canary, like in the mines. Told him when the air was bad. Smart, that bird. Finally hired a parrot to cuckoo for him and retired to Baden-Baden.
Wrap all them clocks up. I'm going to turn all them little fellers free.
Billy, come on. You're spending all your money here.
Lots of other bargains here, boys. Plastic lederhosen, German camelas made in Japan, filthy Hummer figurines.
Get out! You're twisting my arm, Duff.
I had to get you out of there. You spent 6 months' pay in 6 minutes. Now, we gotta hurry, so we'll split up. Finish our shopping and meet back here in 15 minutes. But, Billy, be careful. Is that you behind all that junk, Billy? I knew it. After all my warnings, you still couldn't keep away from them Schnellmark artists. Just look what you ended up with. 200 beer coasters autographed by Adolf Hitler. The ink is still wet. The key to the Brandenburg Gate? The tail rudder to the Hindenburg? 5 empty cuckoo clocks? You doubled back. 2 tons of genuine World War II rubble? Billy, look at the difference. It'll take a couple of deuce and a half just to get your stuff off the street. Now, I've only bought one thing on the German market today. This camera. And I really did some checking around before I put my money down. Here, stand there in front of that mountain of junk and I'll take your picture. Are you ready? Okay, smile. Here goes.